Hospitals are seeking federal help to meet the high costs of long-term medical care for illegal immigrants who don't have insurance. It's a growing problem, highlighted recently when one Florida hospital put a severely brain-damaged patient on a plane back to his native country after his unpaid bill reached $2 million. Alan Tomlinson reports.
31-year-old Luis Jimenez came to the United States illegally from his native Guatemala 4 years ago. He joined relatives in the South Florida community of Indiantown and found work as a farm laborer. He'd been here only 8 months when he was hit by a drunk driver. He was taken to the emergency room at Martin Memorial Medical Center in the nearby town of Stewart with severe head trauma.
After quite some time in a coma, he was restored to some functionality. The latest medical reports put his mental age at about 3. He wears diapers. He can't walk.
Jonelle Newman is an attorney at Florida Legal Services, a migrant advocacy group which took up Jimenez's case. Like most illegal immigrants, Jimenez was uninsured. He remained at Martin Memorial for 3 years at a cost the hospital puts at $2 million. Federal law requires hospitals to treat badly injured people, whether or not they have health insurance or legal papers. Medicaid provides limited funds for emergency treatment, but not for long-term care. George Bovey is the hospital's legal counsel.
I don't think it's reasonable to ask an organization like Martin Memorial to absorb $2 million of health care costs every time an illegal immigrant is in need of our services, and we provide those services.
Like many Florida hospitals, Martin Memorial had been stuck with large unpaid bills like this before. Looking for a way out, it approached the Guatemalan consulate in Miami, which was willing to repatriate Luis Jimenez to a hospital in Guatemala City. His relatives in Florida objected. They don't believe he'll receive adequate nursing or rehabilitative therapy in Guatemala. The parties went to court, and a Florida circuit judge ruled that the hospital had every right to send Jimenez home. Florida Legal Services gave notice of appeal, but the hospital put Jimenez on an air ambulance to Guatemala City before the motion could be heard. Attorney Jonelle Newman was outraged.
It is not the province of private parties or state courts to deport or repatriate foreign nationals. That's exclusively a power for the federal government and the Immigration Service.
Newman is concerned a precedent has been set that will encourage hospitals throughout Florida and elsewhere to solve similar problems the same way. Through its legal counsel, George Bovey, Martin Memorial Medical Center says it acted in the best interests of its patient because the hospital has no rehab unit for head trauma cases.
Medically, Mr. Jimenez needed therapy, and he had needed it for 2 years. Having him sit and be warehoused in our acute care hospital while these legal issues wind their way through the streets and alleys of our courts wasn't the right answer for him. So we had a clear medical mission, and we had clear legal authority to do exactly what the hospital did.
Nationwide, the cost to hospitals of treating uninsured illegal immigrants is estimated at $2 billion a year. South Florida Congressman Mark Foley has taken up the issue in Washington.
My fundamental question is, whose responsibility is it to provide the care for these people? And I believe affirmatively that it's the federal government's responsibility because we have purview over immigration law, and we shouldn't require these local facilities to go it alone and have the burden on their backs.
Foley has asked government agencies to study the problem and intends to draft legislation based on their review. In the meantime, immigration attorneys in Florida say they will seek direction from the appeal courts to ensure that what happened to Luis Jimenez is not the remedy of choice. Alan Tomlinson, NPR News,